Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with more Eternum. So guys, I fixed a lot of the problems. Apparently I was screaming at you guys last time. Sorry about that. And let's just continue. I'm not doing ripples tonight because it's not doing so well, and I figure I'll just go through Eternum, and when we run out of content, then I'll go and do ripples again. But I don't think I'm going to do ripples for a while. It's just not doing so well. Maybe we'll bring it back, like I said, a little later, after Eternum. Today the sea is very calm. I wish it was always like this. It almost looks like a pool. I'm pathetic. Did you know that sex is a death sentence for octopuses? Octopi. After the mating is done, it's game over for both of them. The male wanders off to die, and the female guards their eggs so obsessively that she even stops eating. When the eggs hatch, her body undergoes a cascade of cellular suicide until she dies as well. Quite a sad fate, huh? Nature sure can be cruel. How did you know where I would be? Well, you told me yourself that you liked to come here when you wanted to relax or be alone. I assumed I'd find you here. When I told you the password, you said you wouldn't come here without asking for my permission first. That's true. Guilty as charged. I just thought that after what happened, you'd like to have some company. I don't want to talk about it. No one's forcing you to. I was just telling you some awesome trivia about the fascinating world of octopi. Technically, it was you who interrupted me in my fun facts. True, I'm sorry. Please continue. Enlighten me. Thank you. You see, although it's commonly said that they have 8 legs, in fact, they have 6 arms and 2 legs. Well, I didn't know that, so they're kind of like spiders in a way. If they are desperately hungry, they can eat their own arms, which will grow again after some time. They have 3 hearts, and their blood is blue. Oh, so they're true blue royalty, huh? Exactly. Not to mention, they're also said to be the most intelligent animal of all invertebrates. They say that if octopi had longer lifespans, they would be the dominant species in the world. Wow, that's scary. Right? We'd better be on the watch. You never know when they could attack. Plus, you ever see all that tentacle porn online? That shit's not something to mess around with. How the hell do you know all this stuff? I've always liked the sea and marine life. Do you remember when we went off to the aquarium? When we were like 7? I do! Mom took us there for my birthday. I remember seeing the sharks and thinking, one day I'll have my own boat. I'll navigate the 7 seas and discover all the sea monsters that are hiding across the world. I'm Dahlia the Explorer. How do you remember that? I thought you said you barely remembered your time in Creedon. I was playing with Penny and Luna the other day, and we used a device that dug up some old memories. And it's hard to forget your Dahlia the Explorer phase. You kept repeating it all the time. Yeah. That was fun. I miss those carefree days when my only concern was that what Mom would give us for dinner. If it had been up to me, I'd have only eaten candy and potato chips all day. Good thing that's changed. Yeah. Look, Grim, I appreciate you coming here, I really do. But you can go now. Don't worry about me. I mean, I know what you're thinking. This drama queen's overreacting to a stupid competition that has 0 real-world value. If she'd had any real problems during her lifetime, she wouldn't be crying over something so trivial. What a spoiled little girl. Wow, everything you just said was wrong. I wasn't thinking that at all. I thought you knew me better than that, Dahlia. That competition was important to you, and that's all that matters. I've been hearing you waking up at 5 in the morning to go train. Excuse me, at 5 a.m. every morning to go train. I've seen your folders full of different gym programs. I've even seen your sneaker soles get completely worn down and reduced to shreds from overuse. No one likes to lose. After so much effort, I'd be pissed too. It's totally normal. It's not even about the damn competition. It's just that being good at sports is the one thing I have. I'm not funny. I'm not particularly clever or cunning like Mom. I don't have penny supermodel tier looks. I don't have any talent for music or art. I'm average at everything. The one thing I had was being the fit girl. And I can't even get that right. Then I'm nothing. Damn, I didn't know Dahlia was so insecure deep down. It hurts to see her like this. You're unique and special, Dahlia. You don't have to be the best at something to be somebody. Look at me, I'm the most average dude you'll ever see. I don't have any real talent, and yet here I am. That's not true. You're a lot smarter than me. You got offered a full scholarship to participate in Creighton's student exchange program. You started playing a tournament a few weeks ago, and you've already managed to surpass me and learn a secret magic that no one knows anything about. You're special. And I'm not. Let's just stop arguing about it and accept it. Acknowledging and accepting it are the first steps to... Okay, that's enough. But what are you doing? You're done talking nonsense for today. You're amazing, Dahlia. Everything about you is amazing. And we're not leaving this beach until you accept it. Okay, okay. No, not okay. I want you to say it out loud. I'm amazing. Oh, come on. What are we? 5? Don't make me do it. I don't know about you, but I can stay here all day. This pose is quite comfortable. You're kind of crushing my stomach. More reason to do what I say then. What the hell do you want? I'm amazing. Ah! I'm amazing. Yes, you are. You're funny, you're generous and kind, and you're the strongest girl I know. You're one of my favorite people to spend time with, and one of the sexiest women I've ever met. Your face looks beautiful at any time of day, and you have an absolutely killer body. Oh, and you're a pretty good kisser, too. Shut up! Don't remind me of that. Hey, it's true. That was so embarrassing. I don't know what got into me. God, did you see the looks on their faces? I wish the ground swallowed me up at that moment. Hey, I actually thought it was a good kiss. Yeah, I guess it was. Thank you, Grim. For what? Talking to you made me feel better. It always does. I guess you can add that to the list of your many talents. I have far too many talents. I'm gonna have to start carrying the list around. Oh, really? Now you're showing your true colors. Your humbleness from before was all a facade, wasn't it? I'm the most average dude you'll ever see. You liar. Oh, yeah, totally. Now that you've accepted that you're amazing too, I don't have to pretend anymore. I'm pretty damn awesome. Let's be honest. Fuck off. Ha ha. Well, I guess we should get going now. I think it's pretty late. Oh, before we leave, I wanted to ask you something. Do you remember our bet in the Semper Invicta server? Oh man, hold your horses, bud. Don't you try to take advantage of this situation. Thanks to you, I'm not feeling down anymore, so you won't be able to have your way with me in a moment of weakness. Sorry. Oh, I know. That's why I'm bringing it up. Look, I'm very tired. My shorts are full of sand. So I'm not in the mood to fight with you right now. Maybe another day. You should get rid of the sand if it's making you uncomfortable. I'm not gonna fight you, Grim. Our bet will have to wait. I know, I just want to tell you something. Trust me, you're gonna love it. Why are you so pushy? You don't have a chance against me anyway. Ah, it's nice to see you regaining self-confidence. What are you concocting in that pervy little brain of yours? I'm innocent, I swear. Of course. Fine, fine, let me get comfortable. It was a bad idea to sit down on the sand with pants on anyway. That's exactly what I'm saying. Jesus. This bikini looks good on you, Dahlia. Thanks. I knew I liked it beforehand because I had the exact same model in the real world. So I bought it here as well. You're definitely looking more comfortable now. Oh, for sure. Oh my fucking god, those hips. Those abs. Is it bad that I want to lick them? Okay, so what did you want to tell me? I'm all ears. Yeah. You know that asshole from the gym, Brock? The guy you unjustly lost to? Mm-hmm. After you left, we had a little argument. He provoked me, and I might have punched him in the face. Maybe a bit too hard. Seriously? Yeah, I think he fell unconscious. Ha! Serves him right. Nice one. Yeah, the guy was a total idiot. Definitely. But I fail to see the connection between this and our bet, though. Well, that's the thing. Technically, you lost against him in combat. And technically, I beat him shortly after. Therefore, by the transitive property, I beat you, too. Excuse me? That's not how it works at all. Pretty sure it's valid. We didn't specify the rules. Yeah, we didn't, but it's common sense. If I had made out with my sister yesterday, does that mean you could say that you kissed Penelope, too? You made out with Penelope yesterday? Of course not. I'm just trying to show the flaw in your logic. Okay, okay, whatever you say. It was worth a try, though. I was hoping I didn't have to punch that pretty face of yours in order to win, but I guess I'll have to do it. You've left me no choice. Unless you find another technicality, of course. You're the one who's trying to find loopholes in our bet. That depends on how you look at it. Anyway, let's go home. I love spending some time with you in your server, Dahlia. Thanks for letting me visit. Okay, let's do it. The exit portal inside the cave is the only one around. Have you ever explored the rest of the island? I'm talking about the bet. Let's do it. Wait, what? Isn't that what you wanted? Yeah. Never let it be said that Dahlia doesn't honor her bets. The other day I bet and won 100 Eternals in the Rotunda from Jasticus' trainer. Sometimes you win and sometimes you lose. Did this really work or am I dreaming? Everything you did for me today really meant a lot. Coming to the competition, giving me that pep talk before the trials, cheering me on and cheering me up. You came looking for me when I was at one of my lowest points, and you helped me regain my self-esteem. And, well, that kiss honestly wasn't half bad. So as a thank you for everything, I'm choosing not to overthink your definition of beating me in a fight. My god, you're fucking perfect. You're saying so many nice things today, but, well, I can't say I don't like being praised. I know you already saw me naked, but I hope this can still get you in the mood. It's gonna be difficult to do my part otherwise. I doubt that'll be a problem. At least this time I'm getting naked for you voluntarily, not accidentally, you creep. I thought it was clear that that was just a huge misunderstanding. I still have my doubts. Starts to slowly open your fly. Oh, fuck yeah! What the... Jesus Christ! I wasn't expecting... that! I mean... You made me so fucking horny, Dahlia. Do you see how hard you made me? I'm like a rock. Couldn't help it. Your tits, your ass, your abs. The entire package. Still, that was way too fast. Did you get hard during our sincere and emotional exchange? Of course not. Only once you took off your pants. Your tummy is way too sexy. I'll choose to believe you. I don't want to dirty our best memory together. Dirty the memory? We're only making it better. Yeah, I'm sure we're making it better for you. Anyway, I should probably start before this monster starts going down. I don't think that's gonna happen. Take your time. I'm not in a rush. gets close to you. Oh, fuck yeah! Jesus, this thing looks huge up close, and the smell. You sure you can take it? Of course! Is it making you horny? No! You're in denial today, Dahlia. I'm already starting to regret agreeing to this. Your mouth says that, but your eyes say otherwise. Shut up, idiot. She starts licking the head of your penis. Oh, yeah. Gently kisses and licks you along the length of your cock. I can feel her breathing keeps speeding up. How her breathing keeps speeding up. I knew there was a how there. You're driving me insane, Dahlia. Stop teasing me. Put it inside your mouth, please. I thought you said you weren't in a rush. I might have spoken too soon. Oh, yes. Does it feel good? It feels amazing. Slight moan. Oh, fuck yeah, baby. Oh my god, Dahlia sucking my cock. This is like a dream come true. Oh, fuck, your mouth is so warm. That's a good girl. Good lord, look how wide her mouth has to open for that. God, I'm stretching her little mouth so much. She's gonna be able to just eat an entire Subway foot long, like, boom! How in the world did you manage that? I had practice. That's it, Dahlia. Deeper. Make it wet. Now let's try that ability of yours we talked about all those weeks ago, shall we? Mmm. You gently push Dahlia's head further onto your cock. Mmm. Oh, fuck yes. Recovering her breath. Ah. Holy shit. So it was true, huh? No gag reflex. I might have underestimated the size. Is it too much for you? Of course not, but... Well, I still have to breathe, you know? Are you trying to kill me? Not at all. I'll let you set the pace. Be as greedy as you want. She can breathe through her nose. Hmm. Oh yeah, that's a good girl. Oh, Jesus. She's taking it so fucking deep. God, I can feel the tip of my cock slipping down her throat. And yet, she keeps taking it in and out without a single gag. Holy shit, Dahlia, you're a fucking natural. It's so tight, almost feels like a pussy. Ah, your throat's squeezing me so much. You're enjoying this too, aren't you? Mm-hmm. That's what I thought, you dirty girl. Come here, I wanna fuck your juicy mouth. That's it. Ah, fuck, yes! Oh my god, Dahlia. It slides in so easily, her throat feels tight, but there's no resistance. Mmm. Ah, you're basically drooling, Dahlia. You like my cock that much? Mmm. You're doing an amazing job. Oh god. If you want to stop, just give me a sign, babe. Mmm. Wow, she is really going fast. Like a machine. At first, I thought she was trying to prove something, but looking at her face, I can tell she's enjoying it. You know her. She always gives 110%. Ah. Fuck. I don't think anyone could take it so deep and so fast. Oh, fuck, yeah. Do you like getting your mouth fucked, Dahlia? That's it. Work all that cum out. And her tongue gliding on the underside of my dick feels too good, even if it barely has space to move. Oh, God. I think I'm gonna cum. I can't hold it. Fuck! Jesus. Too much to dick. The need oxygen. Are you okay? Fuck yeah, I am. It's just that thing is too big. I couldn't fucking breathe. How do they do that shit in porn? Oh, shit, Dahlia. You have no idea how close I am. Oh, that's too bad. Poor baby Grim. My balls are about to explode. Stop groping me. Your boobs are fantastic. Did I ever tell you that? Never. Not even once. And your hard nipples give you away. You're horny as fuck. Shut up! But it's true, isn't it? Perhaps. I want to come on your pretty face, Dahlia. Come in my mouth, she says. I'm sorry. What did you say? Come in my mouth. Would you like that, you pervert? Are you hungry for some cum? Please. I want you to release your seed in my little mouth. All of it. Pretty please? Haven't I done such a good job? Oh my god. Open up for me, babe. Slightly opens her mouth to let your dick in. Oh yeah, that's it. Her lips wrap around me like a second skin. Oh god. Go faster, Dahlia. Take it all in. Ah, yeah. Oh yeah. You want it so bad, don't you? You drive me crazy when you look me in the eyes like that. Fuck, I'm gonna come so much. Are you sure you can take it? Grabbing her head with both hands and taking control of her movement. Ah, fuck. He's using her like a blowjob machine. Oh, the Dahlia. Holy shit, I can feel the back of her throat with each thrust. Oh, God. I'm coming! I'm coming! Burying your cock balls deep into Dahlia's mouth. Gah! Still coming. Gah! Jesus fucking Christ. Wow. Look at her cheeks. They're freaking bloated. I came like a horse. Are you okay? Mm-hmm. Good girl. God. Strangely, tastes exactly like I thought it would. Well, well, well. Excuse me, we're gonna try that one again? Well, well, well. So you openly admit having fantasized about how my cum tastes, huh? Oh, shut up. But seriously though, that was unbelievable. By the amount of jizz you just dropped in my tummy, I could tell you enjoyed it. Yeah. My god, Dahlia. You can add this to your list of talents. Oh yeah, I'd look very good on my resume. I'd hire you if that was part of the interview process. Anyway, this was entertaining, but we've gotta go now. I'd leave you here to recover, but this is still my private server. No one can be here without me. No worries, I've no interest in coming to the server if you're not on it. Thank you. Well, okay, let's go. I want to go for a run before having dinner. Running? Didn't you just come back from the competition? I've got to start training now if I want to beat Michaela next year. No one's going to stop me. Hell yeah. I'm glad she regained confidence in herself. God, that ass though. I need to see that bouncing on top of me one day. You know, this is one of the best experiences of my life. We should definitely do this again sometime. Never gonna happen again. You wanna bet? I could return the favor this time. I'm not making any bets with you ever again, either. Aw. And if you talk about what happened here with anyone after we leave this server, I'll murder you. I swear to God I'll do it. I'm not kidding. I'll keep that in mind. Can I at least hold on to it in my memories? Okay. but make it a hazy memory. Fair enough. A few hours later. This fucking bed is way too hard to sleep on. Gotta ask Nancy to change the mattress. Since when do I have a... What the fuck? Why am I naked? This table is freezing. I feel like my balls are gonna get stuck to it. Former cadaveric state, drained body fluids, corpse number one, brain, heart, womb. Okay. Corpse number one, brain. Corpse number two, heart and wounds. Cadaveric state. Wait, is this a... Hyperventilating. Okay, what the hell is going on? That's a corpse! Why the fuck am I in a morgue? Am I supposed to be corpse number one? Okay, calm down, Grim. I'm sure all this has a perfectly logical explanation. I must be spending too much time on Eternium's horror servers. Eternum's, rather, not Eternium. I must be spending too much time on Eternum's horror servers, that's all. What's the last thing I remember? Think. I had some dinner. I went to sleep. Then I woke up and... For fuck! Will you help us? What? Who the hell are you? The love of your life is about to die. What? In front of you, there is a button. If you press it, there is a 1 in 7 chance to save her life. However, there's also a 6 in 7 chance that pressing the button will kill you. Do you press the button? What the fuck are you talking about? Do you press the button? Where am I? Do you press the button? I guess. Why? Well, even if I might die, there's still a chance, isn't there? I'd do anything to protect the woman I love. Knowing that I had even the smallest chance to save her and not trying, I'd probably hate myself for the rest of my life. Grim. What? Grim! What the... I pressed the button, yes! Please! It says user. Hi, Mr. Keating. It's the second time you've fallen asleep in one of my classes, Grim. All your classmates have already left. I'm sorry, Professor, it's just that I haven't been sleeping that well lately. Jeez, what a terrible nightmare. You're part of the student exchange program at Crittenden, Grim. Sleeping in class is not the behavior we expect or will tolerate from you. You're supposed to set an example for the rest of the students. I know, Mr. Keating. Between the incident with Axel and your naps in class, I think I'll have to seriously consider probationary measures for you. If this continues to happen, you'll leave me with no choice but to call your former school and take more drastic measures. It doesn't matter how good your grades are. It won't happen again, Professor, I promise. I hope that's true. Now get out of here, unlocking the door, and start studying for next week's exam. I will. Thank you. Honestly, he's probably right. I should start sleeping earlier. I'm sleepy all day long. Although, to be fair, Mr. Keating's linear algebra class wasn't exactly gripping. I taught myself that long ago. Your phone beeps. Oh, damn, that's a lot of messages. I should probably answer some of them. Wow. Good morning. Huh? I saw you sleeping in Keating's class. You better not fall asleep tomorrow night. We're supposed to go to that fancy dinner in Eternum. The Boyle Mansion, Rockefeller server, the masquerade party, remember? Yeah, I know you're all counting on me. No worries, I got this. Okay, by the way, my father will probably be there, so let's try to avoid him. Meet me in the backyard of the mansion and bring the mask. Got it. I'll text you before logging in. Talk to you later. See you tomorrow. Tomorrow's the big day. Everyone's counting on me, not to mention all the big Ulysses power players being there. Hold on, how is this all we get? I didn't know you had a choice. I thought you could do different ones. Everyone's counting on me, not to mention all the big Ulysses power players being there. William Bardo, the other major shareholders, Israel, the founder, oh crap, probably even Thanatos. But I've got to use this chance to obtain as much info as I can. I can't just rely on Alex. I need to be ready, too. Okay, we are allowed to talk to more. Holy shit, Grim, I saw an alpaca with your hairstyle on Reddit. Funny you should mention that, because I just saw a meme of a dog with yours. Now I see where you get your style from. You got me. I'm going to use that as my new profile picture. Can't wait to see that. Anyway, I'm jumping in the shower. Bye. See you later. I was worried she'd be awkward around me after yesterday's competition, but it doesn't seem like it. She has the same silly humor as me. Hey, I need the help of my manager. What's up? How can I help my favorite client? Don't have the time right now. I'm going through some photos I took last year with my friend April. I need you to help me choose a pick. Go for it. Option A. Option B. I don't like option A. Now this is for... I don't like that. I don't think that does anything. That also, it covers up her curves, which are her... And I'm not just talking about her bust. I'm talking about the hips and all that. You don't really see a lot. That looks really cruddy. I don't like that. And she also has her hand on her head, like she's not really sure what she's doing. Whereas option B shows her generally relaxed. Oh, we can see these in... Alright, so let's look at this in detail. I mean, it's okay. It's kind of playful. Oh, there's a little bit of bust showing, so I guess that's okay. I mean, that shows just enough. Let's see here. Her hand is a weird placement. I guess there was nowhere else to really put it. But yeah, and she doesn't really have any kind of expression. Like she's not smiling. But at least she doesn't look as confused as the girl in this Sports Illustrated calendar I bought. I'm telling you, worst pinup I've ever seen. I really want to find out who did it and question them. This one I like. She actually has a good look on her face. It's not necessarily super seductive, but it's a little saucy. And yes, of course, the bust is showing, but you see her thighs and everything, and there's a nice little bit of light here on the midriff. I know you can't see the mouse cursor, but yeah, I'm basically kind of showing you the different parts. Yeah, it's good. And of course, you know, she's not showing too much off. It's just enough. It reminds me of a classic pinup calendar, so I'm going to go with option B. I like option B. Really? Kind of leaning towards the other one, but you seem to have a knack for photography, so I'll go with your pick. Yeah, it's more of a pinup style. I think that'll work a lot better. Option A just... I mean, it depends on the fan base. I guess it's more kawaii. But this one's just more straight pinup. Like, if you're going for a calendar, go for B. If you're trying to impress a bunch of weebs on the internet, go for option A. And the feet people, but, you know, they're basically getting a show either way. Feet people are almost happy with anything. There, I said. See you at home. Sorry, I didn't realize that was going to take so long, but you know how I am when it comes to photos. I swear I should have been doing that. That's what I should have been doing my whole life. Taking pictures of beautiful women. I wonder if she'll post them or if she just wanted to show them to me. Grim! Grim! Grim, it's urgent! What's the matter? If you had just killed an ancient demon to rescue a girl, what badass quote would you say immediately after? That's kind of an oddly specific question to ask. Just answer. The only fate of the weak is to be crushed by the strong. No, I don't like that. That's too Conan. I like this one. Nothing personal, demon. Just taking out the trash. And then we have, you sealed your fate the moment you put your filthy hands on her, demon. Nah, I don't like that. That, it's Duke Nukem. Nothing personal, demon. Just taking out the trash. I've got balls of steel. That's perfect. Why'd you need a quote from me? It's a surprise. Gotta get back to work now. Stop bothering me. Okay, get back to your thing. Bye. That's probably the best way to deal with her. I wonder what she's up to. But it's funny to see how after all her life without a phone, she's totally hooked to it now. This message was deleted. This message was deleted. This message was deleted. This message was... Hi, Grim. Hey, Luna. This message was deleted. Hi. I just wanted to say, next Friday is Day of the Dead. Oh, I've heard about that before. My dad and I always celebrate it. A few relatives come from Mexico to celebrate together. Would you maybe want to come? That message is also deleted. That's okay if you don't feel like it. I'd love to. Great. Don't expect much, though. My father asks if... Wait, he wants to ask you directly, huh? Grim, my man. I knew you wouldn't let us down. Listen, I'm doing tacos for the event. Important question. Do you like your tacos spicy or extra spicy? Extra spicy. Ah, that's my man. You're gonna make Mexico proud. Might not seem like it, but Luna loves spicy food, too. But I'll stop bothering you two now. Can't wait to have you here. He's a good guy. I'm excited about those tacos. Thanks for the invite. Sorry about that. He grabbed my phone. No worries. Your dad's just as awesome as you. He seems to like you a lot as well. Anyway, I won't bother you anymore. Thanks for agreeing to come. And good luck with the Eternum dinner. Thank you, Luna. Can't wait for next Friday. Bye. Click to end the chat. Day of the Dead, huh? That sounds pretty cool. I wonder if she'll dress up. I'll write that date down on my calendar. I can't miss it. Chang? Bruh. I was invited to a fancy restaurant by Mikiela's parents, and I have to impress them. You gotta help me. What do you need? What tie looks better on me? This one or this one? Bruh. They're the same fucking tie. Now, the first one is bright turquoise, while the second one is a shade of cyan. Wait, I'll take new photos with better lighting. Alright. This one? Or this one? Those are the exact same photos! No, they're not. Help me out there. They're the same fucking color! Ah, okay, fine. I'll choose it myself. Wish me luck. Best of luck, man. You got this. Thanks, bro. You'll decide which freaking blue tie to wear. Okay, finally, that was all. I'm not looking at my phone again until the masquerade party. Alright. I guess I don't have much to do before tomorrow night then. I'll go home and do some research before the event. And maybe I can log into a shopping mall server in a tournament and buy myself a nice suit. You'd be what's-his-name selling it. You buy this suit? It best suit! The next day. Remember, it best suit in all Eternum! Chop chop. The moment is finally here. The most exclusive meeting in the world is being held tonight. Ulysses senior officials, the holders of the other Gems of Doom, and me. All together in one place. E-suit correctly adjusted? Check. E-visor properly calibrated? Check. Lovely confirmation text from my partner in crime? If you're late, I'm kicking you in the nuts. Check. We're ready. Good luck, Grim. Hey, thanks, Penny. Damn, Penelope in her underwear is always a sight to behold. Yeah, I'd say so myself. I wish we could all go with you. I'm starting to be useful. Yesterday I managed to master a level 6 healing spell. Damn, really? Not bad. And starting to be useful? Please. Between your acting during the heist and your performance at Warthogs, you've more than held your own. Thanks, you're a sweetheart. I've been practicing with Luna these past few days. I can't stop playing. I only took a break today because I went to the mall to buy a costume for the party next week. Sounds good. What are you dressing up as? That's a secret. Aw, come on. Give me a hint. Nope. I'm sure Nova already knows what it is. Of course she does. She came with me to the mall. But I want you to see it for the first time at the party. Well, if you still want to come, of course. Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. Now that you mention it, I should start thinking about my costume, too. Hey, good luck with the fat cats, Grim. Thanks, Dahlia. If you can come back without losing our Gem of Doom, I'll consider it a success. You want to bet? Fuck off. I'm not betting against you ever again. You know it. Aw, that's too bad. Maybe you'll change your mind in the future. Unlikely. Did you run out of clean tops or what? I was about to take a shower and put on my pajamas. Your pajamas? You're not going out tonight. It's a Saturday. Nah, we have a party next week. I don't want to feel overwhelmed, and plus I wanted to play a tournament anyway. We have a party? Who's we? You and Grim? Yep, Nova, Grim, and I are going to a party on campus. I could have sworn I told you about it. Right, well, I definitely remember you mentioning Nova going. Anyway, you should hop in the shower before you catch a cold. Is there any problem with me being in my bra and panties? You seem very concerned all of a sudden. Nah, it's just that, well, it might be awkward for other people. What other people? You? Mom? Annie? I'm sure Grim doesn't mind either. He's like family. Like a little brother, almost. Ouch. Yeah. Like a little brother. If I didn't know any better, I'd think that you were trying something. With Grim? My bar is way higher. You've seen my Instagram DMs. Models. Actors. Influencers. Did you know that Giga Chad meme guy from a few years ago tried sliding into my DMs? In fact, if I didn't know any better, I think that you were trying something. Phew, with that pervert with the monkfish face? Dream on. I'm still here, you know. Best of luck, honey. Thanks, Nancy. I wish I could invite more than one person. I'm sure that the next time they host a fancy dinner party, we'll have more than one Gem of Doom, so that won't be a problem. Ah, you're not wrong there. Huh? Are we celebrating something? What are you all doing here? Nothing. Nothing, really. I was about to log in now. Oh, already? Good luck, Grim. Be sure to get plenty of information. Annie's been distant, but I'm happy to see her smile. I guess that's all I need for now. That's what best friends do, I guess. Yeah, you better return with the name and address of Thanatos in real life. Or some information about Ulysses' mysterious disappearances. Or a couple of big sacks full of Eternals? Or 5 new gems of doom in your pocket? I want to see my face painted on the walls of Ulysses headquarters after we become the new CEOs. I think your expectations are a little bit too high, but sure. We'll see what Alex and I can do. Don't get too bored while I'm gone. Oh, don't worry about that. We have work to do. Turns out Aunt Cordelia is celebrating her 65th birthday next week. Your uncle asked us to do a collage of photos of her. We gotta go through all the family photo albums and find the 100 best pictures of her from birth till now. Oh, fuck. You know what I just remembered, sis? The, bra pantyism, seminar. Oh, shit. The bra pantyism? What? The Abrapantism Seminar? Was today the last day to register? Yeah, we have until midnight. Oh, damn it. How could we forget? I'm sorry, Mom. We gotta log into a tournament to check into the Abrapantism server. Whoops. We need it for, special Gem of Doom handling protocols. Your character must not need it for some reason. Darn it! Ah, I'm so mad. I so wish I could participate in the creation of that collage. Yeah, with how much we love Aunt Cordelia. Well, I guess we gotta go if we want to get there in time. Yeah, I guess so. Sorry, Mom. We'll make it up to you next week, we promise. Seriously, you couldn't think of anything better than a bra and panties? I can help you out if you want, ma'am. I don't know Aunt Cordelia, but I'm good at making collages. Ah, how can you be so adorable? If you were just a little bit smaller, I'd eat you whole. Thank you, Annie. No problem. Let's go to the living room. Have fun, Grim. Thanks. Alright, time to log in. Here we go. Connected.
Welcome back
to the Rockefeller server, please. Idril invited me herself this time, you know. I feel a little special. I couldn't be more prepared. Another great landing. Alright. If I'm not wrong, we were supposed to drop directly at the site, so... Damn, look at this mansion. An estate like this must have cost tens of millions of Eternals. This is definitely the place. Hey, this tuxedo fits me like a glove. And it looks more expensive than it actually is, so I should be able to get by relatively unnoticed. Nice. I gotta thank Penelope and her model connections for this sweet deal. I wonder what Alex will be wearing. Speaking of which, I should find her as soon as possible. We were supposed to meet at the backyard of the mansion, but this whole place is a maze. Maybe she's already inside. There's a woman right in front of the gates. I'll go ask her. Good evening. Welcome to the Boyle Mansion, sir. How may I help you? My name is Grim Lord. Of course, sir. I see your name on our guest list. You may enter at your convenience. Ah, excellent. In accordance with the night's theme, please consider wearing your mask before entering the mansion. A mask for yourself and for your partner should appear in your inventory. Understood. If you would like, you may reveal your name to other attendees. However, it is prohibited to remove your mask during tonight's event. Everyone inside the mansion must wear them, except for the staff, of course. The boss man doesn't let you play? The invited guests are the only human players at the mansion. It would not make sense for us to engage in the event. Though, wait, you're not human? I'm not. Every single butler, waiter, and staff member in the mansion tonight is a non-playable character, including me. Holy fuck, she looks so real and speaks so eloquently. I'd have never guessed. Alright, thank you. Enjoy your stay, sir. Okay. First things first, I have to find Alex. She told me she was planning to get here earlier than me. She She's a smart girl. She must have hidden near the back of the house to avoid running into her father since she doesn't have a mask on her. Now that I think about it, though, William Bardot has seen my face, too. I should probably get away from the entrance. I wouldn't want to... Nope. Good evening, sir. What? Welcome to the Boyle Mansion. Oh. God, I forgot they all have the same face. She's not the one the girls and I met in Ogygia. I've got to calm down. Good to see Praetorians here. I feel safer already. Of course, sir. We're taking all necessary precautions to ensure the security and safety of the players attending tonight. Good. Are there many of you here? Enough units to prevent any unwelcome individuals or to quell any possible conflicts. Well, I guess I'll cancel my planned shenanigans for tonight, then. Kidding aside, though, I think I'm going to go for a little walk through the gardens. That's allowed, right? Of course, just remember to wear your mask when entering the mansion. Sure, thank you. I'll see you around. Holy shit, those damn eyes. They pierce your soul. Talking with a Praetorian face to face is so uncomfortable. It feels like she can cut your throat at any second. Okay, calm down, Grim. You've got to keep it cool. You can't appear inside, drenched in sweat. On the other hand, I definitely have a future as a scared Annie impersonator. But anyway, where the hell is Alex? She said... Boo! Gah, you son of a bitch! Fuck! What the hell is wrong with you? She snorts, trying to hold her laugh. Yeah, very funny, Alex, and very mature. Come on, Grim, it's your fault for being so jumpy. I'm not jumpy, it's just that loud noises make me jump. But in any case, I don't want to die of a heart attack before I'm 20. Why does everybody keep trying to scare me? Because it's funny seeing you jump like a wallaby. Fuck off. I'll remember this one. Don't cry later when I have my revenge. My revenge! You're gonna scare me? Ha, good luck. It's impossible. Oh, well, we'll see about that. We'll see. Anyway, pretty fancy place, huh? Reminds me of our house in Wales. Used to go there during the holidays when I was 7 or 8 years old. I used to spend entire days on the lake with my grandma. Oh, really? And you don't go there anymore? Nah, after she died of cancer, I stopped going anywhere with my family. They've always had better things to do. Oh, I'm sorry, Alex. No worries, it's been a long time, but thank you. Damn. You know, now that I can look at you properly... You look incredibly beautiful tonight, Alex. That dress is... Yeah, that dress looks amazing on you. You look like a high society gal. Oh, you really think so? Yep, definitely. Isn't it amazing what some makeup and fancy clothes can do? Suddenly the rebellious child is the perfect young lady. The ugly duckling has turned into a beautiful swan. The black sheep has changed her colors. Finally, Papa will accept me back into the family. Well, even if it's absurd to deny that you really look stunning with that dress, I gotta say that I prefer the real you. An Alex with no tattoos is no Alex. They're like part of you. You're goddamn right. You did a great job hiding them, though. I can't see any trace. It's not the first time I've had to use makeup to hide them. I attended a couple of dinners like this in the real world with my father shortly after I got the first ones. But after a few incidents, he stopped forcing me to go. Less embarrassment for him, I guess. Are you wearing makeup on your arms, too? Under the gloves? Yeah, I am. You never know what could happen, so I put makeup on everywhere. Everywhere? You sure you didn't have any trouble with an area? If you want, I can check the tattoos on your back and thighs. I can check if the tattoos on your back and thighs are covered up well under the dress. I wouldn't mind, really. It's for the good of the mission. You never know what could happen. I bet you wouldn't dare. I'm sure everything is perfectly hidden, but thanks for the offer. I'll definitely keep it in mind. Is she flirting with me or she's just messing with me? It's hard to tell with her. Probably the second. Let's be realistic. Anyway, getting back to business, do you have the masks? I do. They're right here. Oh. Interesting, everyone has the same ones? I saw a couple of people in the distance and they were pretty similar. But different colors. So we have a cat and a demon? Yeah, it seems so. Which one do you want? Well, I guess I'll go with the cat. I'll leave the only one to you. It's more your color. I'll take that as a compliment. Alright then, we're all set. Any advice? These people love talking about themselves. Try to keep the conversation on them. Then you can try to casually sneak in a question about what we want to know. But don't make it look like an interrogation. Gotcha. What topic should we prioritize tonight, anyway? Well, anything we can learn about the Gems of Doom, the weapons of Atlas or Thanatos would be useful. Maybe someone knows something about the deaths that Ulysses has hidden. Excuse me. But that might be difficult to bring up. I see. Sounds good to me. Alright then, put on your mask and let's get back to the party. The main entrance is this way, past the corner. And where shall we meet to share reconnaissance after the dinner? I prefer gathering intelligence myself, but if either of you gains information on Hyrolar, I'd like to hear it. Great point. I think a good meeting spot would be at... What the hell are you doing here? What do you mean? Am I supposed to stay locked up? I'm not a bird, Grim. You can be wherever you want, except here. Don't you remember what we talked about? The people who are looking for you are gonna be here. The guards who attacked us in Ojiji are here. Shit, the people who put you in that box are probably in this mansion. All the more reason to be here, then. I would very much enjoy having a conversation with them. Oh god, this is such a bad idea. Do not worry about me so much. I know how to take care of myself. My power used to be feared across all the elven kingdoms. That doesn't exactly give me peace of mind. Then how did you get in here, even? And what's up with that dress? I'm pretty sure it's not elven. Oh, well, I simply opened up a portal to your location. I can instantly appear wherever you are. And this attire, I copied parts of the outfits of other women I saw entering this palace. I usually do not like your peasant garb, but this time I was not entirely displeased by them. I believe these people are the elite of your society, correct?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Well, I can't say this dress was a bad choice. You look hot as fuck, Calypso. That is quite inappropriate, but I will allow it. Thank you, Alexandra. You look hot as fuck as well. I still suspect that the blood of my race courses through your veins. And I still doubt it, but hey, maybe a distant relative, who knows? Perhaps our blood is powerful. It could persist through many generations. Alright, so tell me, why did you come? What's your plan? I will keep a low profile, do not worry about me. While you try to seek information about those gems of power, I will likewise ask questions about my realm. I see, fair enough. Good luck with that. If you need any assistance, Grim can summon me. I grant him permission to do that once tonight. Well, he still doesn't have full control of his powers, so we can't guarantee that even if he tried. Hey, I'm getting better. What about your face, though? It's very distinct. I guess you could say you're just role-playing as an elf, and you wouldn't be the first, but someone might still recognize you, someone you don't want to. It's not a problem. I saw those masks, too. I'll just create one for myself. Like this. Wow, that's quite cool. And finally, what about the hair? Its turquoise color is quite unique. This will do. Damn. Can you really change your hair and clothes just by thinking about it? Yes, something like that. Wow, you're like living Penelope's dream. Very well then, I'll be on my way. If we do not see each other inside, we shall meet again here after the event. Alright, good luck, Calypso, and be careful. I always am. Well, what could go wrong? I'm honestly more worried about the other guests than Calypso herself. Every day she seems... more powerful. Yeah, she's definitely recovering confidence and power. I guess we should go inside before she starts disintegrating people. Yeah, I guess so. Are you ready? Ready as I'll ever be. Let's go. Remember to talk as if you're better than the rest of the world. Impersonating Axel, then.
Got it.
I see you catch on fast. A few minutes later. Damn. Wow. It looks like Resident Evil's gonna happen here. Or Biohazard. Holy fuck, this place is so staggering. And ostentatious. It's always a question of access. How much bigger and better am I than you? You've gotta flaunt it. I feel so out of place, like they can see and smell the poor on me. Do I look rich to you? You look passable. Don't worry too much, none of them particularly clever. I know that from experience. Good evening, sir, and welcome to the Boyle Mansion. Thank you. The founder and the Lady of Aeternum will make an appearance at 11 o'clock p.m., but all other guests have already arrived. Ah, the big man. He apologizes. I don't think she's supposed to be eloquent. He apologizes for his delay, as an unforeseen event has detained him. Well, that's sensible. I imagine that being the CEO of the biggest company on Earth has to keep you busy. In the meantime, I suggest you partake in our gourmet cuisine, featuring a wine selection carefully crafted by our in-house sommelier. That sounds good. Wait, is that sushi? Yes, it is, sir. Would you like to taste it? Sure. You can find further savory foods and other culinary delights in the Golden Room. I'll check it out. Thank you. We didn't come here to eat, remember? Oh, come on, Alex. I can't even eat a couple of canapes. Eat this one if you want, but that's it. You need to be focused. Of course I'll be focused. It's just sushi, not a joint. Mmm. Not as if I'm gonna... Jesus, it's a tap dancing Christ! This is divine! The sushi? Is that what rich people eat every day? Sweet mother of God, it's the best thing I've ever tasted! You're outrageous, you know. You've never eaten sushi before? This is not normal sushi. It's like having an orgasm in your mouth! Oh, for fuck's sake, don't overreact. It's just a handful of rice with a slice of tuna on top of it. Taste it! Fine, I'll eat one. Will you shut up and start focusing if I do? Yes! Eating the sushi. Mm. I'm happy? Can we... And? Sweet mother of God, this shit is divine! It's the best thing I've ever tasted. It's like the nectar of the gods! It's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, it's not bad. Not bad?! Okay, enough. We didn't come here to drink and eat, Grim. Yeah, you're right, I'm sorry. No more distractions. Dahlia, Nova, and the others are counting on us, so we need to stay focused no matter how ridiculously good the food is here. So you admit that sushi was amazing. Jesus Christ, it was glorious. How can it be so fucking good? Do you think we could sneak a bladder out of Aeternum? Right? It's like having an orgasm in your mouth. I know! But that's enough. Let's focus on the mission. You're right, we should get going. We should split up. We'll be able to talk to more people that way. Makes sense. I could see 3 members of Ulysses' board of directors from here on the upper floor. I'll leave them to you. I doubt they would recognize me, but I prefer not to take that risk. The bearded man is Dr. DuPont. He's as disgusting as my father, so be careful with him. The woman is Lisa Astor. Oh, I see where they're getting these names from. Remember, John Jacob Astor. She's haughty and full of herself, so you'll probably get her attention easily by complimenting her. And the last one is Mr. Mulse. He's nice, or at least he's pretending to be. He was only one of them who didn't goggle at me the last time I saw these pigs. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt.
Understood, rather. You take the other stairs. Let's meet again downstairs, next to the statues. Okay, good luck. Good luck! Alright, you got this, Grim. Okay, so here's where we're gonna end it for now. Which means, in March, we're gonna be bringing Aeternum back. God willing, this computer will handle it. I think it will. I built this thing pretty sturdy with my own two hands. But, yeah, guys, I think it'll be good, and we should be able to do this again in March. I'm looking forward to this. I'm actually looking forward to this more than the shit we have in February, but that's the way I've got things set up, so you guys will have to wait. Remember, February's coming with all the anime games. Eroge. I'll try to bring some of them over to Joystick if people are interested. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Aeternum. See you guys later. I am out of here.